Here's a short demonstration of how to use the spring mass model and look at the data that you can get from it. You can see there's a mass on a spring. It goes up and down when you let it go. You can adjust lots of things: the amount of gravity, the spring constant, how stiff the spring is, the starting position, the mass of the ball, and the damping. So to start, you press start, and it will go up and down. And stop after 5 seconds, which is enough data. To analyze data, you push the Analyze Data button, and it takes the data and puts it into a table over here. Okay, well, before we analyze it, let's do another run. Let's change the mass of the ball a little bit. Run it again. Ooh, seems to be a little different. Okay, analyze the data. So that run goes over there. Now this little graph button creates a graph. And the way you put things on is, you see here the time and distance values. So let's put time on the x-axis and distance on the y-axis. And then you will see your two graphs, which are kind of crowded on top of each other, but there they are. And there's one, which is highlighted. There's the other, highlighted. Now, if you wanted to measure the period, for instance, you could go from the top of one curve to the top of one cycle to the previous top of the last cycle and see how long the period was. Then you could do the other one the same way. So here are the tools. If you wanted to make another graph, you could add another graph and look at other variables. But this should get you started.